As a huge superhero fan, looking at this announcement, and of course, I'm getting into the Marvel Wolverines official gameplay trailer. But besides that point, I think Marvel Token, and then you have the Invincible versus fighting game, Marvel Wolverine, and we don't know about the EA Iron Man game. You know what I'm saying?
Shepard.
All right, my fault. I was just trying to let them know. But you know, when it comes to me being a huge superhero fanatic to the point where me and my dad watched the entire Infinity War saga from the Iron Man movie all the way to Endgame. So it really dawned on me that I think that was a great moment in time. And as far as in video game land, and I didn't even mention Marvel Rivals. I mean, come on now. I didn't even mention Marvel Rivals as far as one of the more popular Marvel games out currently. Superhero fans who are also gamers are eating right now. So when it comes to the Wolverine gameplay trailer, I expect to see just greatness, especially with it being developed by Insomniac. Now, to be fair,
Shepard.
nah, I gotta tell them. To be fair, I think what they did with Spider-Man PS5, you already know I'm going with this. As Spider-Man is my favorite character of all time, I think he's the greatest fictional creation of all time. Spider-Man PS5 was working with way too much as far as story material for what they gave us. Now, that's just me. I feel like somebody had a ticker, and it was like for every dollar amount, you could put this amount of gameplay in the game. Because for how short, no, for how much Spider-Man PS5 was working with Venom, Spider-Man, well, Peter, Miles, Kraven, all of that, and the offering that they gave us as far as the runtime, I was thinking to myself, man, Insomniac is holding back.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
So I'm hoping when it comes to Wolverine, I'm hoping they go more of a semi-open world type of route so that they can be more in-depth as far as the gameplay loop. Because Spider-Man PS5 had too much story material for them to shorten it like they did. And of course, not to mention that they basically took a stance against their, well, I'm not going to say fans, the people who leaked their year-long plan as far as the web of Destiny or whatever, the Venom game, the Spider-Man PS5 director's cut, even gameplay of Wolverine. The people who leaked that entire roadmap from Insomniac basically just ripped it and leaked it to the world. I think that was the way of getting back at those people by not releasing any DLCs for Spider-Man. Because honestly speaking, if you work on something and you're painting, you do not want somebody to leak your creative art midway through it, or not even midway through it. For Wolverine's sake, as an example, I think they was basically haven't even got to the meat and potatoes of what they wanted to do for the Wolverine game, and it was leaked to the world for scrutiny. So what they did as far as cutting out the DLC, you know, besides the fact that they made Spider-Man PS5 way too short, I think that is why we haven't received any DLC for that game. But I'm willing to put that to the side because, of course, it did have one of the most monumental leaks I've ever seen for a studio. And safe to say, Insomniac, I mean, no studio deserves it, but really, Insomniac be staying out the way. They're not out here saying crazy stuff and making their fan base upset. So it makes sense why they would take a stance against those leakers by not releasing any more DLCs for Spider-Man PS5. But I do have to note it as I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, and that was just a shame and one of the saddest days in gaming history. Now, with that out the way, Wolverine. Wolverine's another superhero, which I don't really get the hype about. I know he's a great character as far as popularity. Having knives come out your hands never been, you know, a very intriguing superpower for me. I don't know how y'all feel about that. He does have a healing factor, but he feels those knives coming out of his hand every single time. Or knuckles, or however you want to say it. So I don't know. It's not the greatest superpower to me, but for the way that Insomniac is going at Wolverine, it seems like they're going to give a great rendition of the video game version of Wolverine. So, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio because we're about to get into the Marvel's Wolverine gameplay trailer right now. Oh, autumn now. Nah, bro. This game is not for little Timmies. How much blood is that man? How much blood does he have? This may be a Quentin Tarantino film. What in the world? All right, well, we know this is at least R-rated. That is crazy. Didn't they say 17 plus? I don't know the R. Is it M? The R-rated version for video games? I don't know if this is 17 plus. It says likely mature 17 plus. So maybe that's the same thing. I don't think that's the same thing. I'll have to look it up. Let's keep going. Is that Omega Red? What in the world? Only reason I know that is from the, it's one of my, because I love fighting games. I'm a huge fighting game connoisseur, but it was the Wolverines game. I don't know if it was Marvel versus X-Men, but Omega Red in one of the Wolverine games was super OP. So I think that's why, you know, as far as this right here. Yeah, that definitely, because the little ropes he'd be using and stuff. Anyways, let's keep going.
Been fighting longer than I can remember.
Yeah, this game not for little Timmies. They might as well put this man in Mortal Kombat. What in the actual?
You guys.
This man is killing people. What they do to him?
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
All right, so the only rating above this one, there's the adults only 18 plus. And that's extreme violence, such as like Grand Theft Auto. And then, so that's the highest one. So that's for games like Grand Theft Auto. I would assume Mortal Kombat. Mature, 17 plus, The Last of Us, Wolverine. And then you have T for teen, E, 10 plus, E for everyone, and then EC for early childhood. That must be for like Blue's Clues type video games. But anyways, so this is one step below the highest rating, which is 18 plus. I wonder what's the difference between 18 plus and 17 plus. Like, as far as video game land, like, come on now. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying again to Trump tear. Oh, my fault. Hold up now.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
All right, anyways, let's keep going. All right, so this is the part that was leaked. And as you can see, when you let a painter finish his art, it looks way better. Even the costume. He puts on a costume pretty quick. That's a crazy costume just to wear in real life when you're saving the world.
I'd like to say I'm not a violent man. The trouble just has a way of finding me.
Also, I'm gonna keep pausing it because it's only a minute and 51 seconds. But as far as the voice actor, is Liam McTeer. I think that's how you say it. He's from Spartacus. He's voicing Logan, and of course, as you can tell, he's doing a pretty good job.
But I'd be lying. Doesn't matter where I go.
Oh man, he closed that distance. Hold on now. See, that's one thing about hands-only characters. Being able to close distance like that kind of takes away the fact that he can't, like, fly or swing or nothing like that. Because, you know, getting to the action very quickly is something that games like Spider-Man does, not the greatest, but, you know, it's really good at, like, getting you from one location to the next. So for this being some open world, you're going to have some type of long-range combat. So to be able to close the gap like this very quickly, I think that's going to be a very infectious gameplay loop.
Doesn't matter where I go.
Bro, he is killing these people. What'd they do to him? Dang! Oh! Oh my goodness.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Yo, this is like straight up Mortal Kombat type beat.
I'll one.
Nah, you know how Invincible has Spider-Man as a cameo? Somebody get Wolverine and Invincible ASAP.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
I need Wolverine and Invincible ASAP. This man is going... I'm not going to say where he's going. But all I'm going to say, if you're a superhero doing your ops like this, you may not be a superhero no more.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like...
Uh-oh, they're going Mega Red again. They had to show him twice.
Death's always waiting.
Now look, that has to be painful. Every single time he pulls out those knives. I know he has a healing factor, but still. Like, you're opening up your knuckles every single time you do that.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at...
Because I ain't no hero. I'm Wolverine.
That is one thing I've always wondered. Like, I'm not trying to hate on Wolverine, even though it may sound like I am. But out of all the characters in X-Men, like, we just saw Mystique. Hopefully, we get, like, playable... It seems like we're going to get playable missions as Mystique, hopefully. But out of all the interesting characters in X-Men, from like Gambit, from Nightcrawler, Jean Grey, Magneto, for Wolverine to be the most popular, it really shows you that people like that. I don't know what it is about Wolverine, but you know, the whole aesthetic of him just being grumpy 24/7 and just knives coming at his knuckles. Which I'm just going to keep saying, it's not the most intriguing superpower, but it worked. It worked.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
So anyways, Wolverine, you know, is definitely one of the mascots of Marvel. At this point, it used to be Wolverine, Spider-Man, Hulk. There's a conversation and an argument to be had that, of course, with Robert Downey and the MCU, the faces of Marvel is now, well, it's still Spider-Man, right? But then, of course, 2 and 3, as far as the trilogy, seems to be Wolverine and now Iron Man, which did not used to be the case. I remember Marvel Ultimate Alliance. He was just there to pay for stuff and to give us the building. As soon as Robert Downey came out, he started to be the focal point and more of the comedic factor of the Marvel Universe. So I like this. So as you can see, fall 2026, Insomniac is not playing around. All of this right here, Who was the one when he like looked like he was doing a fatality move on somebody? Was it this one? Nah, it was a fatality move on one of these people. Oh yeah, here we go right here. Oh my goodness, look at this. Like, that's a fatality. Like, that's just when your opponent is wobbling in Mortal Kombat and they say finish him. Somebody get this man the Invincible ASAP. With that being said, click my link in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the Marvel's Wolverine gameplay trailer? There's no definitive release date, but we do know it's coming out in fall 2026. So once again, click my link in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Marvel's Wolverine gameplay trailer? At the end of the day, what intrigues you the most about Wolverine?